Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in London on his first UK trip since the war began nearly a year ago. Zelensky will meet Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and address Parliament. Britain's one of Ukraine's biggest military backers, and it sent it weapons and equipment worth $2.5 billion. Jonah Hull's joining us live from London. Jonah, what's the significance of this particular visit at this time?
It's a rare trip away from Ukraine, of course, for President Zelensky, his first visit to the UK and coming a fortnight or so before the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It is perhaps a recognition and acknowledgement of Britain's steadfast support for Ukraine since the invasion, cemented, of course, by former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, but very much continued under Rishi Sunak, and doubtless an opportunity for President Zelensky, not just a wartime leader, but now an absolutely relentless campaigner, to continue his campaign for international support for Ukraine, for that support not to wane, and indeed for that support to deepen. We have in the last few minutes or so seen live pictures of a plane touching down at Stansted Airport, a grey C-17, what looks like a Royal Air Force transport plane carrying President Zelensky. That's about an hour by fast-moving convoy or so away from Westminster here, where he's first expected to meet the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at 10 Downing Street. And then at some point, itinerary yet to be confirmed, Buckingham Palace says he will be meeting King Charles III. He's also delivering an address to both houses of Parliament inside the ancient Westminster Hall behind me. That's an occasion reserved generally for only the most significant and influential state visitors. And then later he'll finish his day, a busy day, of course, meeting Ukrainian troops in the southwest of the country currently being trained by UK forces under a multinational training programme.
Jonah, thank you very much indeed. Just as you're talking there, we can see the live pictures from London Stansted Airport. I counted about at least 10 vehicles in that convoy taking President Zelensky to central London, where he's going to be going through that agenda that Jonah Hull has been talking about.